那时候呢，1931年的二月，这个中国工农红军呢，第三军的八师，
In February 1931, I was a middle school student in Jingmen City, Hubei Province. The secretary of the 8th Division of the 3rd Red Army, Guo Fan, brought his troops to our school. He gathered all the teachers and students together and told us the principles of the Red Army. He said that it benefited ordinary people. He called on all the teachers and students who wanted to join the army to stand up. More than 300 people stood up, and I was one of them.I joined the army during what we called the Third Anti-Encirclement Campaign. Several hundred thousand Nationalist Party soldiers were attacking our revolutionary bases. I was at a base called Wang Miaoji. More than 3 divisions of the Nationalist Party surrounded us. We didn't have many soldiers, and we weren't well equipped. But the order was to fight to the end. It lasted 7 days and 7 nights. In the end, we withdrew. Later, we were told we were defeated because of counter-revolutionaries within the Communist Party.
中央分局书记兼我县军委副主席是夏娇夏希，这个人呢，这个夺取思想呢，很严重。
Our division was led by a man called Chia Xi. He represented one of the factions within the party, what we called the Wang Ming Leftist Line. His slogans were: Unite the number one and number three divisions of the Red Army, foment riots in the whole country, liberate the whole of China. He carried out what we called counter-revolutionary cleansing. He killed lots of people.First of all, he would arrest you and announce that you were a counter-revolutionary. If you claimed that you were not, you would be beaten up. When you couldn't take it any more, you might say, yes, you were a counter-revolutionary. Once you acknowledged that, they would say that you must have partners. If you wouldn't tell them who these people were, you would be beaten up again. As a result, you would mention all the people you knew, one by one, and they would all be arrested and killed. At that time, lots of officials were killed.After the third anti-encirclement campaign, our army withdrew from its positions and started the Long March. The Long March went through Guizhou, Yunnan, Liangkang, Gansu, and Shaanxi. That was 12,500 kilometers, and it took us a year. We were attacked by the enemy from behind, from both sides, and from the air. We had to be prepared to fight all the time. Going over the snow-covered mountains was very difficult.Getting through the marshlands, even harder. There was treacherous mud everywhere. If you didn't pay full attention, you'd get sucked in. We finished all our food, so we dug up wild grass and peeled the bark off trees. We even took off our belts and cooked them and added a little salt, and we survived. We finally got to our destination, the north of Shaanxi province. There we set up our new headquarters. I still remember the song we used to sing on the march, How Heroic is the Red Army!We're determined to march to the north. 3 divisions of the Red Army are gathering together. We're marching together. Long live the victory of the Red Army. Long live the unity of the Red Army. Let us march forward.